I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner wants to bring back the death penalty for those convicted of mass shootings and police killings. The move is one of several ideas Rauner put forth in an amendatory veto on gun legislation. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Illinois' death penalty was abolished in 2011 under then-Governor Pat Quinn. Years before, Governor George Ryan commuted the sentences of all the state's death row prisoners after criminal justice advocacy groups exposed a pattern of wrongful convictions. Governor Rauner says bringing state executions back will, quote, dramatically improve public safety.
These individuals who commit mass murder, who choose to murder a law enforcement officer, they deserve to have their life taken. They deserve that.
Rauner changed the legislation to also further the 72-hour waiting period state lawmakers initially passed for assault-style weapon sales, saying it should apply to all gun sales. He also added in a bump stock ban and a plan to allow courts to take guns away from those deemed dangerous. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Lawmakers can now vote to accept the changes Rauner proposed or try to override the veto. In other news, state lawmakers are taking up a proposal to change the way police departments collect names for gang databases. The measure targets the Chicago Police Department, which for decades kept a list of people suspected to be in one of the city's gangs. A public records request by ProPublica Illinois revealed some 128,000 people in that database, most of them black or Latino. State Senator Jackie Collins, a Chicago Democrat, says most were added without warning and for arbitrary reasons.
We want to ensure police have the tools they need to fight crime, but a poorly kept database is a blunt and ineffective tool that opens the door for many civil rights abuses.
Collins is one of the sponsors of the bill, which would require state police to inform someone if they're added to a gang database and provide them an opportunity to appeal their listing. The Chicago Police Department says the measure is reasonable and pledged to make changes. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation is selling a black dress once owned by movie star Marilyn Monroe to repay a loan used to buy artifacts relating to the 16th president. The foundation is putting 9 items up for auction in Las Vegas next month, including photos of Monroe by photographer Arnold Newman. The wool dress could sell for more than $60,000. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. In an effort to reduce the number of traffic crashes along Interstate 57, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department says it's increasing patrols along the interstate. One of those patrol increases happened over the past weekend, and the department says a task force named Operation Emma stopped 69 cars and issued 3 driving while talking on a cell phone tickets, 1 driving while license suspended, and 57 speeding tickets, all for speeds exceeding 80 miles an hour. Within 3 years of being released, roughly half of all inmates in Illinois prisons end up back behind bars. The state's Department of Corrections is hoping to break that cycle. At the Kewanee Life Skills Reentry Center in Western Illinois and the recently opened Murfreesboro Life Skills Reentry Center, inmates receive job training. They take art classes and they're free to walk around. Speaking to the talk show The 21st yesterday, Illinois Department of Corrections Director John Baldwin says the idea is to help inmates succeed.
Trying to make sure that we return citizens much more able to cope with the realities of life in Illinois than when they came to it.
The department says it's working with researchers at universities in Illinois to collect data on inmates in the years after their release to figure out whether programs are working and whether they can or should be expanded in other prisons across Illinois. I'm Jennifer Fuller.